This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a telephonic conversation with the President of Sri Lanka, Anuradha Kumara Dissanayake, yesterday and assured him of India's continued support to Sri Lanka under the ongoing Operation Sagar Bandhu in providing rescue and relief to distressed persons. Mr. Modi assured that India, in line with its vision Mahasagar and its established position as the first responder, will continue to extend all necessary assistance in the coming days as Sri Lanka undertakes rehabilitation efforts, resumes public services, and works towards restoring livelihoods across the impacted regions. During the conversation, President Dissanayake also conveyed his deep gratitude for India's assistance in the wake of the disaster and appreciated the swift deployment of rescue teams and relief material. He also conveyed the appreciation of the people of Sri Lanka for India's timely and effective response efforts. The Prime Minister also expressed his condolences on the loss of lives and widespread devastation in Sri Lanka in the wake of Cyclone Dittwa. Meanwhile, in India, the Weather Department forecast has predicted heavy to very heavy rains at isolated places at Tiruvallur and Chennai districts for another 24 hours. Heavy rains are likely to continue at one or two places over Chennai and Kanchipuram districts. Schools have been declared in many districts owing to the adverse weather conditions. India has been invited for the first time to the chair the International Institute for Democracy and Electoral Assistance, International IDEA. On behalf of India, Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar will assume the chairmanship of International IDEA at Stockholm in Sweden tomorrow. Over India's chairmanship, CEC Gyanesh Kumar said that today the entire world knows and acknowledges the successful conduct of free, fair and transparent elections in India. He further said that it is a moment of great pride for all the citizens and election workers of India.
The entire world has recognized and acknowledged the successful conduct of free, fair and transparent elections in India, and for this reason a prestigious group of 37 democratic countries has invited India to the chairship of the International Institute for Democracy and Electoral Assistance, International IDEA, for the first time in its 30-year history. This is a matter of immense pride for all citizens and election officials of India.
Government has issued directions for pre-installation of Sanchar Sathi app in mobile handsets to verify the genuineness of mobile handsets. Department of Telecommunications has directed the manufacturer and the importers of mobile handsets to ensure that the Sanchar Sathi mobile application is pre-installed on all mobile handsets manufactured or imported for use in India. It said that pre-installed Sanchar Sathi application should readily be visible and accessible to the end users at the time of the first use or device setup. It further directed the manufacturer and importers of mobile handsets to make an endeavor to push the app through software updates to devices that have been already been manufactured and are in sales channels in India. The fourth edition of Kashi Tamil Samangam will begin today in Varanasi, Uttar Pradesh. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan and Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath will jointly inaugurate the event, which is aimed at strengthening ties between North and South. The grand opening ceremony will take place at Namoghat this evening. More from our correspondent.
The heart of Kashi Tamil Sangamam 4.0 lies in its theme, Let's Learn Tamil. That means Tamil Karakalam. This edition places Tamil language learning at the center of its vision, carrying forward the belief that all Indian languages belong to a shared Bharatiya Bhasha family. At the inaugural ceremony, traditional artists from Kashi and Tamil Nadu will perform together on a stage, showcasing a wonderful confluence of diverse Indian culture. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashvani News, Lucknow.
In women's hockey, the Indian junior team began its campaign in AFIH Junior Women's World Cup with a 13-0 win against Namibia in Santiago, Chile. And that is the end of this news bulletin.